If you watch the cricket or football on TV, you might not even be aware that you're being targeted by alcohol advertising. Alcohol ads aren't allowed on daytime television except during live sport. Public health advocates are trying to change that, and to do it, they're pointing to a 30-year study of the relationship between teenagers and alcohol advertising that's being released today. Isabel Rowe reports.
Look, has it go?
Alcohol advertising is everywhere during televised sport. During rugby league matches, player jerseys and shorts sport beer logos. And during the ad breaks...
We made beer the boss this summer. It's gonna be
a bride. The Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education will today launch a fresh campaign to end alcohol advertising during televised sport. It's releasing a longitudinal study led by the Cancer Council of Victoria, which found alcohol advertising directly influences adolescents to take risks when drinking. The Foundation's chief executive is Michael Thorne.
There's a code that means that children are not exposed to alcohol ads, so there's a ban on alcohol advertising during children's viewing hours, but there's an exemption granted to broadcasters when there's sport being shown on our televisions. Millions of children are actually exposed to this advertising.
And it's not just traditional TV ads.
So the cricket recently, we see both free-to-air and subscription television making use of the opportunities to use in-ground brand advertising, the way that they paste the brands onto the scorecard when that flashes up onto the screen.
Researchers questioned more than 68,000 school students between 1984 and 2011. 94% of them said they'd seen alcohol ads on TV, despite the restrictions in place for children's viewing hours. Michael Thorne says rules to protect children from alcohol advertising are getting weaker.
Up until 1972, no alcohol advertising or brands were permitted on television during children's viewing hours. That's been progressively relaxed over the years.
But blaming advertising for risky underage drinking is too simplistic, according to one ad agency. Brendan Greeney is a Brisbane-based executive creative director at VML Y&R, the company behind one of the most memorable beer campaigns ever.
Alcohol consumption is so embedded in our culture, particularly when it comes to sport. I mean, just look at the succession of Australian prime ministers, everyone from Hawke to ScoMo, who, you know, when they want to prove that they're a relatable everyday Aussie, what do? They go to the cricket and they scull a beer.
He believes while regulation to steer teenagers away from beer ads is necessary, it may have other consequences.
There is that argument that, you know, that a lot of sporting codes and teams rely on alcohol sponsorship to survive. And look, I do think there's a grain of truth to that.
The Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education's Michael Thorne will use the study results to further push the federal government to ban alcohol ads from daytime television, with no exception for sport.
Isabel Rowe reporting, and the Communications Minister Mitch Fifield has been contacted for a response.